Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the passing of one of the greatest Dallas Cowboys of all time. The very sad news yesterday, we learned Larry Allen passed away at the age of 52 as the Cowboys owner and GM, Jerry Jones. Good morning, and we're sorry for the loss to the Cowboys family.
Well, we are, and we do today. I mean, this is a very sad day to hear about this. I don't have to tell you guys what a legend Larry Allen was, an absolute legend. Unlike me, he was very beloved around Valley Ranch, and unlike me, Larry Allen was beloved in my own home. Not very well liked there either. But of course, he was not only great on the field, but them feats of strength just kept me in stitches. I mean, he was amazing around the practice facility. I know that he had that very famous time when I forget where it was, but when he bench pressed that 695 pounds,
mm-hmm.
695 pounds bench press. That's almost twice as much as 348 pounds. That's a lot of weight. I once saw him squat with an entire Chevy Impala on his back.
Wow.
And the Chevy Impala was on the bed of an F-350 open back at the time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was very strong. I once saw him punch a hole through a concrete wall just to get to the vending machine on the other side.
Oh, my goodness.
Reached into the back of that vending machine, cleared out every Funyun in it. Loved Funyuns.
We got an early bingo.
Loved Funyuns. And Larry was a very considerate citizen, too. Mm-hmm. I once saw him park his car out of Valley Ranch. Parked his car. He gets out, notices he was 6 inches over the line, picked up the car and moved it to a space that had more room.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Sure did it. Legendary for eating a lot of food. We always had to make him go last at the team buffet so the other people would have something to eat.
Sure.
I once saw him consume 79 hamburgers in one sitting, and that was a team record that stood until Wade's first year. And he was Jerry Jr.'s favorite Cowboy player.
Oh.
I remember for Jr.'s sweet 40th birthday party.
Sweet 40th.
Right. You know, that's when people like Junior, they get their first car and all that stuff. But we had Larry Allen come out there to entertain the kids by, you know, juggling lawnmowers and filing cabinets and things like that. And then he was so sweet, he picked up Jerry Jr. and the other kids and threw them into an air mattress we set up about half a mile away.
Half a mile throw?
He was very strong. He was a very good and loyal friend, too. He would move mountains for you, literally. Once he got out of the team bus, moved it out of Rondack so we didn't have to go around.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's very, very, very strong. And he could clog up some plumbing out there. Him and Derek Kennard, they loved competing in that front. Responsible for over 300 plumbing visits, but that's them. When you got guys that big, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a memorial service for him, and I'm going to do the eulogy.
I don't think that's a good idea.
A bravo eulogy for Larry. And I'm a good speaker. I have good grammar. Well, I guess if I had good grammar, I should say I'm a well speaker. he was irreplaceable. And probably the greatest testament to how much I loved Larry and how much he meant to me is I ain't won a Super Bowl without him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that is true.
Probably never will. So, but I want to end on a high for Cowboy fans here. I know that you guys just had the Maverick GM, Nico Harrison, on.
Uh-huh.
And news came down. He just signed an extension. So let's keep with that theme. I want to announce that the Cowboys have just signed a lifetime extension with their GM as well.
Oh, great.
Good morning. God bless Larry Allen. Thank God we had him here.
Amen.
He blessed the world. Good morning to you.
All right. We'll see you. There goes Jarrett.